Do you know who you are? Do you struggle to be yourself? Have you ever wondered how much like outside things influence you and the person you are? Well, today in luck, we're going to talk about what it means to be yourself. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Danny, everybody. Randy, what's up, Randy?
Yo, Danny.
So, do you feel like you're living a life that's true to you?
Sometimes.
Occasionally. On the
Yeah.
good days.
Well, that's what I was thinking when I just said sometimes, because it's like the days when I feel good, it's like, yeah, I'm living my life, true to myself, doing every, and then the days that I'm not feeling good, it's like, where did I go wrong?
I'm a failure. What's wrong with me? Nothing's ever gonna work out. It's a wild roller coaster, I know. Yeah. It's funny, I've been thinking about this a lot because it's like, you always hear people say like you do you and like blah 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 and it's like very like pop psychology empty things I think, but I
You
think
do
there's a
you,
lot.
bro.
Yeah, dude, so do it,
YOLO.
bro. So yeah, and that like what is that?
Only
I'm
live
terrible.
once.
There you go. I'm really bad when people abbreviate things to just the letters. I have a hard time figuring them out.
Oh
Maybe
my
it's because I don't
goodness.
use. I don't know. Anyway, but like, you know how like there's so much of like who we are, how we think. Is really you look back to like where you're born, your family, the culture, the community, all these things, because we're like sponges when we're little. And then you get older and you're trying to live your life, and it's like how much of your beliefs, values, ideas, choices, or even your own, and how much are
And
like,
then,
and then you got
we're
advertising.
blaming other people for their choices, values, actions, things like that, as if they had any choice in the matter.
Yeah. It's funny because I think like what is it? I think Sartre says he says we're condemned to be free, but he says we're thrown into existence, right? Like we don't have a choice. The one thing we can't choose is where we're born and when we're born, right? We just exist all of a sudden, and it's like, and then you're just surrounded by ideas and etiquette and norms and beliefs, and then even as you get older, then there's advertising and social media and all these things trying to convince you to think a certain way and to buy into their sort of way of thinking. It's like really hard when you think about it that way to like have your own, like, I guess, thoughts that aren't like molested or like, what's that word? Poisoned by the outside in a
Influence,
way.
yeah.
Influence, that's a
Yeah,
good
I
one.
mean, but also not only where and when, but also like your anything physical characteristics about like you, I mean, how you look, if you're disabled, your race, your sexuality, your nationality, all of this stuff, you have no choice about it. And yet we judge the S out of people just because of how they are. And it's just like, I do that sometimes too, where I get really pissed at people. And then I'm like, but wait, it's not like he chose that, you know?
No, I mean, that's the funny thing. Like, it's like, and that's the other weird conundrum, right? Is that we think. We're free. We think we make choices. We think we're choosing for ourselves. But like when you really think about it, are we? I mean, ever, and like maybe we can, maybe it's possible to get there, but like I would argue like a lot of our choices are probably not our own. Like it's crazy.
Yeah. So here's like an example that
Okay.
sometimes happens is like I'll see somebody who's just gigantic, and we have plenty of examples in America of people who are just absolutely gigantic. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And they're like squeezing tubes of mayo into their mouth, and you can actually hear them getting fatter. And I get all pissed off at them. And then I realize like it's not like they really chose that, because if they were given the choice, do you want to look like this, or do you want to have like a chiseled six pack like Brad Pitt? I'm sure pretty much everyone would choose Brad Pitt, but there's something that's misleading them.
Well,
And
and
maybe they
also,
don't have the genetics and some of the other stuff. But like, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff misleading them. They're probably living a life they don't enjoy. Somebody told them, you know, just go on a keto diet and you can eat whatever the heck you want as long as there's no carbs in it. And so they're just shoveling in mayonnaise.
and it's hard too because it's also like you live in a society like ours where like portions are huge, there's a lot of unhealthy food, and there's a lot of places too, like in cities and stuff, where you can't healthy food's hard to get, or like it costs a fortune. Because all the stuff that we subsidize is like processed stuff and like corn and stuff and like things that aren't good for you anyway. So
Well,
it's a
it's
really
crazy because like the whole diet industry is out of whack. Like there's so many millions of different diet trends and diet books and everything like that. And really, it comes down to just not eating calories. Like simply, it doesn't matter what you eat. Like the poor example, but nobody in the Holocaust was still fat because of their genetics. They got
They
less
can't be.
calories, they lost weight, like simple.
That's a really important thing. But no, I think no, you are right. I mean, like it's a lot of it's like outside of our hands. And then on top of that too, I think the crazy part is we also, especially in the US, like everything is like, look at this quick, easy solution. Like you go to the doctors and everybody expects the doctor just to write a prescription for whatever the hell it is, right? Because it's easier than any other option. And I think this is a big part of it too. But like, we buy into it because, there's a lot of other people that are benefiting from that model. There's a lot of people that are making tons of money. And it's like, and I think this is the weird part about, being yourself. It's like, how do you even know what thoughts are yours? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there was a study done in Israel not too long ago that took a look at people with pain, and it took a look at the x-rays of people with pain and the x-rays of people without pain. And there was statistically no difference in the x-rays of people with and without pain. So like all of this stuff that doctors are treating people for, particularly like billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar industries of like orthopedic surgery, stuff like that, all of that. No statistical difference in pain between people with and without these types of things.
Yeah, but look at it. What do you make the most money on is chronic stuff. And I was thinking about that the other day
And
because you want,
surgery.
yeah, and you watch TV, dude. If you watch TV, all the commercials are for medicine and health. And so if you see that enough, you start thinking about it, right? That's
Well, I mean, also
psychosomatic.
politics right
Well,
now.
that too. Yeah, that too. That comes every, constantly too.
For
But
years,
yeah,
yeah.
it is interesting though, because it's like we're exposed to this stuff all the time. And so it's like that is influencing how you think. I always liked, oh, was it Epicurus had that idea of natural desires and artificial desires, or he called them vain. And he said naturals are like the ones that you need for life, like eating, drinking, that kind of stuff. And the vain or artificial desires are the ones that like are, caused by your basically by outside forces. So like, in contemporary terms, like advertising, community, family, things we think we need because of the world we live in. And so much of it is stuff we don't need, and I think it goes from like, getting the new phone every 6 months, or like, stuff like this with like, finding a quick fix to like, your weight problem or your health problem or your pain or whatever it is, or the easy solution. Yeah. And so I think it's interesting because this idea of like being yourself or your true self is like, it's really hard, I think, to do and requires a lot of work if you really want to try and do it.
Yeah, because you really gotta listen. Like, it's because it's just a quiet little voice, and everything else is so loud, like blah 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 blah. And the voice you gotta listen to is just like a little quiet voice, and yeah, it's a tough one.
You might even have to learn how to make that voice talk too. Like literally, if it's been that long. It's funny. It's in 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 Nietzsche's Zarathustra, he goes into becomes a hermit to find wisdom and truth. In other words, like he had to leave everything. I think in some sense, maybe that's you would have to do that, right? Like totally leave all of society by yourself in order to actually like think for yourself.
So okay, I've been getting pissed off recently about people like thinking that you have to be all zen when you're meditating. Because like okay, so like one of the things that I do is Pilates, and a lot of times they'll be like, yeah, just like be peaceful. And it's like that's
It's all
like
act.
completely the antithesis of modern life and meditation. That's a byproduct of meditation. Like, if you do it long enough, you might eventually get some peace, but it's not like you can just sit down and be peaceful. Like, if you're, and I hear these people all the time that are like, I try and sit there and my mind is just going a million miles an hour and my mind won't shut down and I can't meditate. And it's like, no, that's exactly you are meditating right there. And you
Yeah.
just sit with that long enough and eventually it'll quiet down. But right now, you need to be agitated. And you need to just be like pissed off and just hear all the chatter in your mind and all of that.
Well, it's funny that that's what's great about meditation, but it takes a long time to get there too. And I think that's why so many people do get frustrated with it. It's like, I do. It is funny that, like, even in the modern world, like, I was watching this thing the one time. So it was like monks, I forget where they were, but they were in this like temple, super way out of the way, like up this mountain. But they all had cell phones, and they were like, we're still living in the modern world. But, like, I was like, maybe they have it right. You just go away to this like secluded thing. You're out of all, you still have access. You can still talk to people, but you're not like in the world so much. It's probably so much easier to like focus on things like yourself and like your mental health and things, because like you're
I
not
mean,
surrounded by that.
I notice the difference when I go out of the urban area to a less urban area, and I notice I can spend like 3 days there and I'm calmer. And so like it's clearly evident that and I because like living in an urban area, I get pissed off at people all the freaking time. They're walking too slow, they're on their phone and
There's
not
just
looking
too
up.
many of
They're
them.
standing in the wrong way. Yeah, like all this stuff, just nonstop, just get pissed off at them. And then you go out where there aren't people, and it's just like, ah, nobody get pissed off at. This is awesome.
I always wondered if we were even meant to live in like cities like today, because they're
Mm-mm.
so big.
No, of course
Like,
not.
I was watching something. It was on ancient Rome, and they were talking about like the big city, and it was like 4,000 people, and
Yeah.
like that's like a tiny community. In contemporary terms, really small. I mean, really small. And we have cities with tens of millions. Like, that's insane. That is so
Yeah.
many people in such a small area. Yeah, I don't, it's probably too much, like, just too much sensory overload.
And back then when they had those cities, you were surrounded by family. Now most people who live in cities live there by themselves.
Yeah,
And
that
so
is
it's
true,
like,
right?
yeah. Dude, we live a life that we're definitely not intended for. But the good thing is that we evolve. It just, takes a
Just
long
not,
time,
it's
hasn't
just going
caught
to
up
be
with us.
after us.
I know. After we die and destroy the world, we'll evolve.
Eventually, yeah, we'll get there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
So
it's just
what does it
interesting.
mean to be true to yourself, Danny?
Yeah, man, it's hard, right? I think you have to really, li I think you have to, like you said, you have to listen to yourself. I think if you give yourself a chance to like actually like figure out what matters to you and like actually be honest with yourself, because I think that's the hard thing too. There's so many obligations that we place on ourselves from the outside, and like you have to say no to stuff. You have to start like asking yourself, like, do I really, is this something I really want, or am I doing it because my family wants me to, or society thinks I should, or because I think it would look good on this thing or whatever, right? Like, start really kind of asking these hard questions and then keep asking them, because the reality is like, if you don't keep doing it, you can quickly slip back into that external pressure. I mean, we can't get away from it. It's impossible in modern day. Like, unless you're gonna go, I don't know, live on your own in Alaska or something, I guess that's an option. But even then, you still need people because you still need supplies and stuff. So it's,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of journaling recently.
It
Like,
helps.
you remember when we were working through the artist way and we had to write, I don't know, what was that, 5 pages a day or
It was a
something
lot, yeah.
ridiculous. Yeah, it was way
Yeah.
too much. But I've been doing a lot of writing recently because I noticed that I had a lot of repressed anger and it was
Really?
causing me a bunch of pain. Yeah. Really, really.
Just
And
kidding.
yeah, so it was causing me a bunch of pain. And so I've been writing about it recently and it's just like all these things that kind of helping to empty out. And like it's kind of crazy because I'll be sitting and I'll be writing. And then I'll notice I take like a really big exhale and it's just like, ah. And I'm just like, whoa, I must have been holding that for a while.
Yeah, but that's another good example, is because I've been thinking about that too, like thinking about your past and like the things that have influenced the person you are now. And it's like most of us don't think about that on a regular basis. And like, if you're not doing that, how can you be yourself if you're not unpacking how you got to where you are, right? And I think it's really hard. And it's also hard because memory is not always clear either. So you have to like, I think, revisit these things a lot. Journaling is a really good one. Yeah, I like that. Meditation is really helpful too. It's hard. Especially if you're just starting, but it is very helpful. Or it can be. Yeah.
I also think you gotta really learn to disappoint people.
Yeah.
Like that's, I mean, maybe not everybody. Maybe some people just love going along with the flow and just doing what everybody else does. And maybe it for them, disappointing people isn't. But like, I think most people want to do something and They're afraid they'll be judged. They're afraid other people will talk. They're afraid they'll hurt somebody's feelings. They're afraid of all this stuff. And guess what? It's gonna happen. Like, if you live life exactly how you want to live it, you're gonna piss some people off. You're gonna hurt some people. And chances are some of them are gonna be family, you know? But you have to be willing. I mean, it's like the other option is you could just suck it up and, you know, live for everybody else's approval and then get cancer.
It's funny. I think that's how so many people are living, though. That's the crazy thing. They're living for other people's approval rather than for their own. And like, you're right. I think you have to face your fears and you're going to make people upset. There's no getting around it. And that's the hard thing too, because if you're going to be living your own life, you're going to be on your own in the literal sense, right? Like, and you're going to have to be willing to say no to stuff, a lot of stuff, but also yes to yourself. And that's going to put you in that position that's going to be very difficult, right? Yeah. I think it takes maturity too, actually. I think it does. Maturity can help to some extent, age, you know.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this. I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh,
You
good.
remember how a few years ago when we started doing this, I was reading those books, and I think it was like How to Win Friends and Influence People, or maybe something where like they were talking about, oh, it could have been Think and Grow Rich, that I think that was from there, where they were talking about how a person doesn't even come into their strides until they're 40. Like 40 to 60 is the best years of someone's life. And we were like just about to enter 40. And we were like, oh my goodness,
Thank
the
God.
best is coming. And so far, it's been kind of like, wah,
I mean, I don't think it's been terrible. I think there's a lot of foundations being laid, Maybe that's the way to
maybe.
look at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is funny. It's funny when I remember when you mentioned that too, because I remember there was this one of the books I used to read. One of the ancient historians, he used to calculate a person's age by assuming that their greatest work was completed when they were 40,
Well,
which
that
is
makes
like a
sense.
great way to do it, though, right? Like, it was his best book. He must have been 40 then,
Well,
so then he
yeah,
calculated
but
it.
you just watched Three Body Problem. And remember in there in the first episode where the scientist was saying, yeah, if you're not published by the time you're 30, you're done. And like that's the crazy thing, is that's the mentality nowadays where like if you're not published by 30, there's no chance you're gonna be published. And if you're not an internet millionaire by 18, your life's over. You might as well just off yourself. And it's
You
just
know
like,
what's funny
what
about
are
that?
these?
And we know your brain's not fully developed until you're 28. So how the hell is that?
Yeah.
It's insane.
Dude, I love the story. So there's a really good movie called The Founder or Founder. It's about Roy Kroc from McDonald's.
Oh,
And
okay.
I love that story because he literally was a failure his like whole entire life. Everything he did just failed. And then eventually he's like probably close to 50, 60, something like that. And he's just like, come on, just one thing work. And that's the coolest thing about success in life is like you really only need one home run. But it's like having the persistence to keep going up to bat.
Wasn't like KFC like that guy too, like that? Wasn't he really
Oh,
old when he
Colonel
founded
Sanders,
that?
yeah, he was even older. He was like in his 80s.
It's crazy, dude. I was just, there's this what's the guy's? It's Red Barn Mill or something. They make like oatmeals and stuff. But the guy
Oh
that
yeah.
founded the company, he
Red
just passed
Mill
away.
or
Red
something
Mill,
like
something
that.
like that. Or
Yeah.
Bob's Red, I don't know what the hell it's called. But anyway, the guy just passed away. But when he founded the company, he had been a manager at like JCPenney's before, worked at a gas station or something. And like it was like when he was 50, he founded it. And like it did, he never did really well, tried to get buyout a bunch of times. And he ended up actually it's employee owned now. He basically had the employees like buy in and now it's owned by them, which is pretty cool. But yeah, like he did all that when he was like 50. So that's pretty amazing. Yeah. Gives you hope. But I mean, it's also a good indicator that you can always start living your own life and always make those changes. You just have to do it. And that's the hard part because it's like there's so much, like the world doesn't want us to change or be ourselves. They want us to be like everybody else. And I think that's the hard part because the people that are themselves, I think, do much better long term and happier,
Yeah, well, it's like the beginning is always the hardest part because It's like, I don't know, Newton's whatever law, where it's like, if you want to change an I don't
Some guy
remember.
law.
Yeah, something like that, changing whatever. But it's the hardest part, because if you want to change direction, you got to put forth a lot of energy. It's like if you look at a train, because we have a whole
Yeah.
bunch of examples of steam engines nowadays that, like, you know,
It's
chooka chooka chooka. At the
a good one,
beginning, it takes a lot of energy to get moving, and it's really, really slow. But then once it's going, it's really, really going. But that's the same thing with life. If you want to make any changes in the beginning, it's going to require a monumental amount of work just to
Well, it's
make
like why
small little
your
changes.
car uses way more gas to get up to speed than to maintain speed.
Oh,
Yeah.
but mine's an electric vehicle, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, man, damn. Yeah. All these examples are going to be outdated soon.
Remember that South Park with the Priuses, and they're like
The
farting?
smug. Yeah.
Gosh,
That's good.
that's so good.
Oh, Jesus. Huh. I don't know if that helps anybody, but you know. So I guess what we find, being yourself is difficult, takes a lot of
Being
work.
yourself is difficult, but it's worth it.
Oh, you know
I
what? To
think
your
so.
point. Yeah, and I think, you know, what you're saying too about a lot of effort at the beginning. I think it's also really hard at the beginning just because when you're young, you just don't know who you are and everybody else has so much influence on you. So if you are young, give yourself some time. It's easier, you know, as you get older, but also like, you know, yeah, think about it. Think about who
Ah,
you are.
yeah, I agree. That pissed me off so much, the people who knew what they wanted to do. And still, like, people who are so sure of them, it pisses me the heck off, because, like,
Well, you know,
yeah.
it's also funny too, because it's like, you know, you like I think so many things I did because like I thought I was supposed to, like going to college and stuff like that and doing and like but not having a clear idea of what I wanted to do. And it's like in hindsight, it's like, why the hell did I do, you know, like really, like I don't, you know, I don't regret it. It happened, it's what it is. But like, yeah, it's like you're so young to be making these decisions. It's insane. But you know, it is what it is, right?
It
We
is
have
what it is.
a lot of times so we can always change it. That's the good thing.
True. True.
Yeah.
Yeah, Naval Ravikant, he said, like, it would be a great system if every, I don't know, 10 years or so, we could take a year off to kind of change careers.
How awesome would that be, right? To like be able to like think about or like, you know, and have the option even. That would be amazing. Yeah. But you know, in some sense we do though, because we live so long, like we can, you can start it. It's not impossible. You just have to be willing to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, just gotta put in the work, like that
Damn.
train. Chuka
Yeah.
chuka chuka
Tick.
chuka
We'll use only examples moving forward from the Industrial Revolution.
chuka. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like the black lung. Like when you're.
Yeah. You know when you only got off on Christmas Day from the
Yeah,
factory?
I think I got the black lung, Pop.
Yeah,
All
there
right.
you go.
We're done.
Well, if you enjoyed our rambling, this is the Existential Stoic Podcast. Please check us out on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. Please like, share, subscribe. It helps us out a lot. We'll be back later this week with another episode. Until then, later, Andy.
Later, Danny.